Time.com reporting that at least 18 states have granted nursing homes and other long-term care facilities some legal immunity related to the pandemic, with another 10 states close to providing similar protections. Joining us on the Cogo News Liveline, attorney Richard Bell. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you for inviting me.
So why are nursing homes getting legal immunity amid all this?
Oh, very simply, because for-profit nursing homes want their businesses protected from lawsuits even when nursing home negligence causes a COVID death. And what happens when you give lawsuit protection to wrongdoers, like nursing homes in this case, you encourage the wrongdoing and you give them a free pass to be negligent.
Okay, what does legal immunity actually cover, and how is it different from state to state?
Sure. Okay. California does not have it at this point. It's being discussed, but it's now up to 19 states that have some form of it. And what it means is that if your loved one died from COVID and you think it was because of some negligence by the nursing home is now protected and you cannot sue them. You cannot be successful in a lawsuit against them. They have immunity or legal protection from a lawsuit.
How do you prove gross negligence during a pandemic?
Right. So gross negligence is one of the exceptions that most of these new laws have. And gross negligence is a very high standard. It's basically a reckless disregard for safety. So some of the things that you might be able to prove is that there was a long-term infection control program that wasn't being followed, or long-term that the nurses weren't following proper procedures or the home attendants, but you basically have to prove they were reckless, and that's a very high standard. It's going to be more difficult because families aren't there to be witnesses right now, and advocates aren't allowed in, and safety inspections aren't being done right now, so it's going to be an extremely high standard to prove if you're in a state that has that immunity statute.
Well, that was going to be my next question. Is if there are no visitors allowed, and you know, you're trying to prove this, it seems like it would be very difficult. So what are some of the things that you should always keep records of and document?
Okay, so record keeping is very difficult right now for families, unless they have some kind of Skype and at least they're seeing them. The records of the facilities, we don't know what's really going on in there right now, so we don't know how lax it's going to be. My best suggestion, this isn't just for legal advice, this is actually advice for anyone who has someone in a nursing home now who's worried, is you should contact your long-term care ombudsman. That's a 50-state free program where you can get an advocate to start an investigation, to start looking in and gathering information right now from the nursing home. And for wherever you are locally or wherever the nursing home is locally, you can go to my website at richardcbellesq.com, and I have a link to the phone number for any local ombudsman. It's a really important thing to do.
What else can you do to protect your family member?
Oh, the other very important thing is you call every local, county, state, federal elected representative that you have, whether it's from the Board of Supervisors to your assembly person to the governor or your senator. Just keep calling, because if you have a relative there now in a nursing home, the time is ticking and it may be able to save your loved one's life.
All right. Great advice. Attorney Richard Bell joining us on the Cogo News Liveline. Thank you. And give us that website again.
Yes, the website is richardcbellesq.com.
All right. Thank you again for joining us.
My pleasure. Thank you.